To me, farming is a young person's game. I mean, I love it. I get a great deal of satisfaction from doing it. But at the same time, I know that young people do it better, and they're really switched on boys, and I love seeing what they're doing, and it's fantastic.
Your property's surrounded by a number of farms that go back generations. You've got a little bit of a different background on how you ended up. Your father was a doctor from England. Your mother was an Australian girl that went over and met him, and it her that was the farmer.
Yeah, she was the farmer, and she was the one who fell in love with the Murray Greys, and that's how we got into the Murray Grey business way back in 1960. And I've just had great fun carrying on from there and really developing the stud and doing what we've done with it.
They effectively came out from England, though, sight unseen, your mother buying the property.
She was given instructions to go with the trouter because Dad was an avid, rabid, if you like, trout fisherman, loved his fly fishing. And so we ended up on the other side of Nimitabelle. But I decided that we'd be better off on the basalt country. And even though we've moved, we've still got a beautiful trout river at the end of the farm.
The merinos themselves, the Moneros renowned for them. How do you see the merinos at the moment in the area?
Oh, look, the Monero merinos are really very, very good. John Carl, when he used to be the sheep and wool officer, and that's many, many years ago now, did a great deal of research and worked out, A, who cut the most wool, and B, the finest wool, and therefore made the most money. And he developed on a graph, if you like, what he called the profit quadrant, which was the top corner of a graph, if you like, with the weights one way and the microns the other. And the top studs, an awful lot of them, were Monero merinos, and they have done extremely well.
And on the sheep itself, at the moment, we're seeing the rest of the eastern seaboard and parts of Queensland heavily in drought. It's dry here, but not yet a drought. Over the years, how have you seen the conditions and the fluctuating fortunes of people like yourself?
Well, I guess that's part of the charm, if you like, of Monero, that we have had tough years, and we obviously had a 10-year period where things were pretty tough. That is what's evolved, the toughness that's in all the livestock on Monero. And most people will tell you when the sheep go away from here, when the cattle go away from here, they do so much better because they've been evolved under those pretty hardy conditions. And again, the people who grow the livestock on Monero make their living out of them, so they've got to be good. So you've got people who need to make sheep and cattle good, and so they really are pretty good at the job they do. You've got the conditions that sort out the wheat from the chaff in the livestock anyway. And I think Monero livestock are some of the best in Australia, and that actually makes them some of the best in the world.
Well, the Merino are well established, and in years gone by, if you're travelling around the Monero, you would have seen Hereford and Angus. You've got Murray Grey. Why?
Oh, well, that goes back, as I said, to this mad woman who was travelling around with my father through the mountains, saw these wonderful grey calves on the mob of mixed cattle, went down the Murray Valley, met Mervyn Gadd, came back and said, Howard, I've never seen cattle with such big bums on them. Fell in love with the Murray Greys, and we've had them ever since.
When you were doing it, though, were there sceptics around that would look and say, oh, they're not going to work in this area? Were there people that stood back and watched?
There were, of course, but just as now you mentioned the fact that mostly the area is Hereford when we started, a lot of people have tried the Murray Greys and enjoyed them, and I still see a lot of bulls in this area, but predominant shift has been from Hereford to Angus. I've got to hand it to the Angus, they have done extremely well.
And the Murray Greys yourself, they're renowned, as you say, from the Murray-Albury area, but in fact you've been moving some of yours to a totally different end of Australia where you would not expect to find them.
No, we've been lucky, if you like, but we've developed a strong relationship with Curtin Springs Station up near Alice Springs or near Uluru, and they've done extremely well there. And I think, again, it's this hardiness that we breed into the stock down here that's carried them through to perform so well up there at Curtin Springs.
How hard, though, was it to convince people to take on something like Murray Greys in an area that's renowned? Further north you go, obviously, Brahmins, Drought Masters. How did you convince them that the Murray Greys would go?
Well, I must confess, I didn't convince the Severin family at Curtin Springs to have the Murray Greys. They had started with some Murray Greys from a breeder in South Australia who died, and it was when he disappeared off the scene that they started their relationship with us, and we've enjoyed it, and they're good friends. And, when they won the champion carcass a couple of years ago at the Alice Springs show, I was pretty chuffed.
You mentioned before about some of the young farmers coming in. What sort of ideas and changes have you seen, though, in the period that you've been farming, particularly in Merino, which were much more established than Murray Greys at that time.
As I say, the Monero Merinos are very good. What I think has really changed is a much greater appreciation of what's required for sustainability. The whole concept of maintaining ground cover is something that I think the young farmers really appreciate. They're much more switched on in a business sense. They're really into understanding how they've got to manage the land from a sustainable perspective, but they're also, in a business sense, switching much more into leasing more land, bigger mobs, and taking sort of some quite big adventurous decisions in a business sense.